public trust today, obviously at a low, and the perception that spending is by itself negative. Others, and I assume yourself, would take the view that think of the opportunities that this investment presents, that this has a this is a generational opportunity that we have here.
Well, Senator Kerry is introducing a $10 billion infrastructure, national infrastructure bank. It's legislation that he's moving forward. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro, who is here today, also has introduced legislation with Congressman Steve Israel. Jerry Nadler has been a long proponent of rebuilding our infrastructure for this country. So we're on to something here, and it's very exciting. What we now have to figure out is what's the best way to approach this, and how do we create public trust and support around infrastructure? You're right, it's not sexy when you talk about roads and bridges with all the issues we think about every day, education, affordable housing, how do we prevent collapsing the safety net. Those are important issues, but at the end of the day, if we're going to grow the city, and remember, a million more people are moving to New York City alone, we have to start thinking about our airports and our roads and our bridges and our transportation infrastructure. If we're going to lead the world, we have to set an example. And Bob Herbert had a wonderful column in the New York Times talking about and praising the Kerry infrastructure bill, but he said at the end of his column, it's about imagining. It's not just building, it's just imagining the skylines of this country or the transportation system in this country. And it does send chills up your spine to realize that even a weighty topic like infrastructure can sort of get you thinking about all the great possibilities for our country and for the world.
Your approach that you've been talking about and has been discussed today at the conference is to perhaps let's think about a way that locally in New York State, okay, we can try to move this forward in a significant way to provide investment.
I think what's coming out of this conference is the sense that we have to start thinking big about how we move our infrastructure projects. The construction industry is hurting. We have to grow the economy to get us out of this recession. And the best way to do that is to really take a look at infrastructure and how we can sort of transform the skyline of this great city, this great state, with a private-public partnership. And that's why we're exploring not just a national infrastructure bank, but a regional infrastructure bank. A little public investment goes a long way to getting us the opportunity to think about the private financing. So you leverage public money to get a lot of private money. And that's what we have to think about. That's why the Port Authority has been so successful with the Gothels Bridge public-private partnership. I want to see us invest in the Moynihan train station, Second Avenue subway. I want to make sure that we finish these great projects in New York City.
One of the tremendous pluses that's been identified of significant infrastructure investment is that those people who are at the margins, who are hurting the most, who are either unemployed, underemployed, undereducated, this represents a significant opportunity to help a lot of people who we really want to help.
Well, this is why it's so important to bring labor together with the private sector. If you have public and private sector unions engaged in thinking about how to leverage pension funds, you not only create new jobs, but you get a different quality of job. And this is why it's so critical today that we had labor here with elected officials and people in private industry. This forum that we had this morning, this is the stuff that we can build upon. And in the breakout sessions, when you have union leaders strategizing how we can take those pension funds in New York State, because we're talking about a New York State infrastructure bank, and how we can leverage that for the quality jobs that we need. Gary LaBarbera from the building trades had a very good point. He said, for those of us not in the construction industry, we talk about this recession. But if you are one of those construction workers that worry week by week whether you'll be able to work, it's really a depression. And when we and that is why the stakes are so high and why we decided to bring everybody together around an infrastructure bank and create this dialogue today, I think is very significant.